Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chefs on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has everyday food and drinks that damage your health. Good times. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right into the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
I do declare the final digit year birthday of Maddie, pronounced Freckles. So for her final hurrah before her double digits, can Mike Hawk give her a good baby batter auction warm-up? Goofy and Mickey telling her just how many rides and ice cream floats she's going to get today. And maybe a dad joke or two for Miles. Happy birthday there, Autumn.
All right, it's Betty bought her bought some butter, but she said this butter bitter. If I put it in my batter, make my batter bitter. So she bought a better butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So just better, Betty bought her bought a better batter butter.
Well, God, I sure am glad that you like ice cream float. If you do it like old Goofy, who's lactose intolerant, eat enough until you poop your pants.
Oh, the good thing is, because it is your birthday, you get to have as much ice cream as you want. When Mom and Dad say that's too many ice creams, you say, but it's my birthday. Mick said I can have all I want.
How old is Maddie, do we know?
I was looking at that, Miles. I don't think they put it in there.
Okay. 9? Didn't they say, what?
Final okay. Digit.
I'm just trying to make sure the jokes are perfect.
Hey, if you're going to write an email, just put how old the kid is.
Okay.
All right.
Maddie, here you go. Some dad jokes. Guys, a tiger once told me I am not Simba.
I am?
And he wasn't lying.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Madame.
Madame who?
Madame's foot. Foot's on the door. I feel like 9 or 10. That's a racy joke.
Yeah, they'll find it.
Yeah.
How can you tell if an astronaut is not paying attention?
How?
They're staring off into space. Then one more, Maddie, if it's appropriate. Let's see here. Oh, my daughter asked me why I decided to buy a boat.
Oh, yeah?
I said there was a sale.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say since you could have a sibling.
Well, what else we got here? What up, my nipples? I want to wish my son the happiest 10th birthday. Man, oh, man. Your dad is so unbelievably proud to be able to call you his son. You never cease to amaze me, Bino. I just wish you would stop wearing your clothes backwards. You're not crisscross. You're just like to jump around a lot. Anyway, can I get Coach Ted with some advice about joining the double-digit ranks? And some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, and happy 20th and maybe 20 more. That from Julius.
What's this kid's name?
Bino?
Bino! All right, listen up, Bino. A lot of stuff going on, but you're 10 years old now. So your dad says you can't wear your clothes backwards. You tell him, hey, I'm 10. Do what I want now. And obviously, you should look at your dad and say, Dad, why don't you learn what fashion is? I'm 10.
And by the way, who's Chris Cross, Dad?
Yeah, exactly.
Jump.
How to date yourself.
Speaking of some dad jokes. What is Barney's favorite letter? Guys, what is Barney's favorite letter?
You.
He loves you.
Boy, that show is painful.
It's been a minute since I've seen it.
It should stay that way.
You still got those old Barney ones in anywhere, Miles?
The Barney one,
like, we used to play Barney songs and just bleep out words.
I mean, I think probably Eric has them.
Yeah, that was good. We should do that again. Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with them, but you bleep out a word in some of Barney's songs. It sounds awful. Yeah.
Okay.
What does...
I know.
Do you know why people live next to a... Oh, do you know why people living next to a cemetery cannot be buried there?
No.
Because they're still alive.
All right.
Man, oh man, I'm done with the kids. I got some good ones coming up.
Every time we drove by one, my dad go, you know the thing about cemeteries? I'm like, what? People are dying to get in there.
Guys, happy 34th birthday to my husband, Zach. Could Coach Ted hype him up about Notre Dame wins and how next year just maybe the New York Yankees might win a World Series? That from his wife, Katie, and his cat, Zeus. You guys rock.
All right, first of all, I'm going to assume your wife, Katie, is 10 years old, or 10, you met her 10 years ago, because, frankly, the Yankees and Notre Dame just aren't that relevant.
Right.
Notre Dame, you might have a chance of making the playoff. Who knows? But, hi, the coach is not going to talk up the Yankees. Coach was more than happy last night to watch the Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Then hear, people kind of crack on them. Yankees lose.
Aren't they out of it?
Yes.
Yeah. Totally.
Look, this guy likes Notre Dame and the Yankees, right?
He's had a lot of good years.
I bet he likes the Lakers. He probably likes the Lakers.
The Patriots.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Red Sox.
Well, I can't like the Red Sox, but there was always those guys. It's like, oh.
I'll just pick the winning team.
Yeah, I bet if he watches soccer, he used to love Man U.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, this is Brian the Welder. Today is my beautiful wife Chelsea's birthday. She's an amazing mom to our twin girls, and I can never tell her enough how much she does. Give her some extra dirty Germans, please. Appreciate it.
Yeah, what was her husband's name?
Brian the Welder.
Yeah, Brian, don't be upset, but when I say one time I was in Chelsea, I'm not talking about the town.
Yeah, the funny thing is, the sparks were flying and we were all stuck together, like almost welted.
Yeah.
But Charles, want to give a birthday shout out to my best buddy, G-Dub. Old Geezer's 39, has been an avid listener and beer drinker since he was in diapers. So can you give him a little kid fish sandwich, a bong rip, and some advice from Coach Ted about being newly single and back on the market? You guys rock. Thanks. That from G Dizzle.
Fish sandwich.
Same kid.
All right, you're back on the market. First of all, shoot or shoot. Take shots. Take chances. Second of all, if you have a female friend, maybe you're friend-zoned, whatever, but she's good with other women, take her out with you, all right? It's kind of like fishing, right? You got to throw the line in first, and she will help. Other than that, I would also say try something new. You never know. You might meet a chick somewhere random that you never thought about going to.
But Charles, I turned 41 today, and since I'm the only one here that listens to the show, it falls on me to request my own birthday shout-out. So, can I please get some dad jokes for Miles, A Smell It, and Ozzy Ted, talking about his favorite song, Mambo No. 5. Cheers, guys. That from Sean in England. All right, Sean, I'm going to hit you with some good ones here. Guys, if the devil started going bald, would it be hell to pay?
I like it.
Ted, what is Stephen Hawking's favorite food?
Rolades?
His shoulder. What does a prostitute and a TSA agent have in common?
I don't know.
Both get paid to touch your junk.
Smell it.
Oh, damn. Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Are we talking about that old Mambo No. 5, huh? Hey, down here, we never got to hear it. Hey, they said it was too dumb for us Aussies, so we never listened to it. Ironically, though, Lou Bega, Australian.
Is he?
No.
Oh. Oh, Michelle, please help me wish my husband his happy 45th birthday. Maybe the coach can help remind him it's okay to celebrate those milestones. And the dirty German's talking about Excel spreadsheets.
Did you seriously say spreadsheet?
I did.
Oh, damn.
That's from his wife and number one fan, Candace. Spreadsheets.
Back to Galactus.
Back to Galactus.
Hey.
I don't know why that came out so easy. So it's just like I say it all the time.
What is his name?
I don't
I don't know. Anyhow, Candace's husband. This year's turning 45, man. It's a big year. A lot of people are throwing blowout parties for it because a lot of people couldn't celebrate 40 proper fashion because of a goddamn pandemic. So you better go out this weekend, live it up, and enjoy it, man. You're 45. Coach is turning 45, too, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, I think maybe you take Miles' advice and do spread cheeks on bed sheets.
Yeah, I like this. And last time I played with my Microsoft, I did not spread any cheeks.
Spread.
Guys,
XL spread cheeks.
Thank you, man.
Got a little bit of a drought there?
Oh, I just wanted to wish my mom, my beautiful mom, Lee, a very fantastic birthday today. With an I just said that and the bird hitting the window. Anna Miles is so kind to hello Shane because it always makes us laugh. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. That from Jess.
I just said that.
Hello, Shane. And finally, gentlemen, could you give my amazing wife, Jess, a happy birthday? She turns 50 today. Gone through a lot together, and yet she still decides to be with me on this crazy ride of life. I guess it helps I'm good looking. Could you please give her some turtle wax? You like that? And the captain telling her what dirty things the captain does with mermaids. Thank you, guys, and hope your day goes by smooth. That from the Tiger Viking.
You like that? You like that?
Well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. You know, the old Capitan doesn't like to kiss and tell, but obviously, words got out that I've spent some quality time with some mermaids, as you like to call them. I had to say one particular lassie that I met under the sea, she called herself the hotel. I said, what do you mean? She said, you should stay at the Holiday Inn. And the old Capitan did. She left the light on for me. Crunch berries.
Hotel Finn, huh?
Hotel, it was her idea, not mine. She said, would you like to stay in the Holiday Inn? Kind of hard to find the orifice on it.
Say, where's the old door on the Hotel Finn?
It was all about the mouth hug, Ted.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, sometimes, any time of year, people are trying to eat healthier and, you know, trying to lock in that diet. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say diet. Try to lock in that lifestyle.
Sure,
right?
There you go. Lifestyle.
Yeah. Now, let's stop calling them diets, all right? It's a lifestyle for you. Now, oftentimes, though, there is things we all enjoy that maybe we don't realize how much it is damaging your health. Now, some things on this list, you could pick and choose if you want to keep doing them. There's a few of them you will.
I know, right? I will. Check.
So these are five things that everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Now, number five, again, I don't think any of the four of us are big on this, but frozen meals.
I just don't.
Right. That doesn't shock me.
The occasional pot pie. That's about it.
Right. Like, every once in a while, frozen pizza or something.
A frozen pizza. We had one earlier. You know what? You're right. So a frozen pizza. What? Every once in a while, steal the kids' chicken nuggets, but that's about it.
Does a frozen pizza count as a frozen meal? When I think of frozen meal, I think Hungry Man.
You don't think of it but it is.
But I'm with Miles. I think they're talking more about frozen meals. Like your Lean Cuisine, like your Stouffer's.
If you went to a take and bake place and brought it home and frozen, and then you just baked it later.
Okay, that's different, though.
It's you're not prepared to be frozen. But that's not the process.
These are made specifically to be frozen, which means that there's different things in them.
There is. You know what? I'm the head chef. Miles, you're correct. Frozen pizza, not say there's frozen meal.
I don't think so.
Full and rank.
Yes. Step down.
You see those stripes? They're up and down, son.
There's no stripes.
There's not.
But if there were.
Yeah.
I don't see any stripes, head chef.
Well, I'm not in the military. I'm just kind of a military reference.
You don't even wear Adidas. We can't even look at your shoes in there. You
know? Come on, man.
See that swoosh?
What rank would you be with Adidas? Three stripes?
Sergeant.
Is that sergeant?
Right, but I think if they're three up, three down, it means you're enlisted. If they're just three across, OCS.
So Adidas are sergeant shoes.
Sergeant shoes.
So start calling them. You got a pair of them sergeant shoes.
They say frozen meals are usually loaded with sodium and saturated fat, which obviously can increase blood pressure, water retention, inflammation, kidney strain. There's also growing evidence that heating up certain plastics, even in microwave-safe ones, can lead to chemicals in our body. Well, you would never microwave a pizza, Mike. Frozen pizza. Now, frozen meals, you microwave. Mm-hmm. See?
See, and I would be...
See? Huh?
I think
huh?
Even like pizza rolls. Not a frozen meal, just a snack.
Just for sake of argument, I think...
Now, those you microwave.
Let's just say we're talking about you're eating, you know, there's the Stouffer's ones, there's the Lean Cuisine. So a lot of times, like, the people found out the hard way, and Lean Cuisines are delicious. But they were like, oh, it's not that many calories or carbs. It's like, right.
But there's a lot of other things.
You got 2 days worth of sodium in there. That's why you're laying in bed at night sweating.
But that's how they advertise it. Like, hey, man, low calories. That's what you're laying
in bed and sweating.
Also,
what about
side
hot
note.
Pockets? Do those count?
That's a frozen meal, dude.
Yeah. I don't know. To Miles, it's a snack.
Just real quick side note from the head chef here. Has anybody had the El Paso, like, microwavable... It's like it looks like a nacho chip, but it's full of cheese.
No.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Hang on. What are we
El Paso.
About here?
It looks like what? One giant nacho chip?
It looks like one giant nacho chip.
Is it frozen?
It is frozen.
And is it stuffed with cheese?
Yes. Or beef and cheese.
I've never even heard of this.
Well,
oh my God. Okay, so it's El Paso's Pizza Pocket. It's their pizza rolls, only it's got beef and cheese.
Oh, bites and chicken cheese. I see what you're saying. It kind of looks like a
I'm not above that.
Like a dumpling.
These things.
I would eat the living hell out of those. I'm not going to lie to you.
It looks like a Dorito with crab in it.
Are they good?
It is a very good football food.
Okay.
It looks like a pizza roll that's got just beef and cheese in it.
Did you do this by yourself?
Nah, me and Marshawn have.
How many could you house down?
He goes, where did you get these? I'm like, you got to, like, Thrill knows. I'm scouting out that grocery store. Right. I was in there last night for three things. It took me half an hour. when it gets to the weekend, it's like pulling those up.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Again, these are five everyday foods and drinks that are damaging your health. Sweetened coffee drinks.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Giant flavored lattes and frappuccinos can pack in more calories and sugar than an actual dessert.
Bring it on.
I will say, by this point, I think most people understand if you're getting a giant frappuccino or something.
The caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. Like that.
Or if you're getting a coffee just loaded with stuff. You probably know.
You know.
Well, yeah. they closed your milkshake shop.
I know, man.
So your consumption, this is going to make you healthier.
I guess.
There's one across the street, dude.
I know.
Is there?
It's, yes.
Yeah. Columbia Tower.
Columbia Tower.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to get over there.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, this one's going to hurt everybody in here. Alcohol.
I don't care.
Frequent alcohol consumption can strain your liver, disrupt your sleep, increase risk of certain cancers. Even small amounts can add up over time.
But it makes ugly people pretty. Mm.
Does it?
It does. Well, it wears off.
That's why I drink and look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. That's the best I ever looked. Like, God damn, you're such a son of a bitch.
I don't know. The drunker I get, I start looking at ugly people and thinking, you're ugly.
That's just mean, Mike.
Yeah, it is. I'm a mean person.
I don't have beer goggles, man. You're just getting ugly.
No, it just takes your inhibitions down, Miles. I get much closer to saying it.
Diet sodas. They don't have the sugar content of real soda, but some artificial sweeteners used in diet sodas may interfere with our gut health, insulin sensitivity. It's also bad for your teeth, just like the regular stuff.
Aspartame, man.
There's a lot of stuff, and I hear it all the time with diet sodas and everything, but this one's kind of a tough one in a lot of the health and fitness world. There's also a lot of people that are like, hey, man, if you're trying, you want to have a couple diet sodas.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Now, I will say, I think drinking them all the time, like you still need to drink water and other stuff, but
sure.
It used to be. There's a few days a week. It's like, I just want to have a soda.
Yeah.
Last on the list, this one just hurts the most. But again, I'm not shocked this is on the list of everyday unhealthy foods. Potato chips.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's easy, right? They're designed to overeat them. They're also loaded with salt and unhealthy fats. Contribute to high blood pressure.
That's why they taste so good. All the things that are unhealthy about potato chips are why you love them.
And I don't think it, like...
You're telling me these little potato chips that left a grease stain on the bottom of my napkin are bad for me.
Here's my rule. Unless I'm going to a party or I'm having people over, I will buy a single serving bag of chips every time. And that will keep me in check. I can still have them. If I get anything bigger than that, like a Ruffles, kind of forget it.
I will say I've gotten better, but I think it helps having the pantry. So like last night, I bought a couple bags of chips for the weekend, but I can't see them.
But if it's not directly in front of your face.
You hide the foods.
Because if I leave half a bag of chips on my coffee table and I start watching TV.
You're eating them.
You're going to eat them.
Without a doubt.
But if they're out of sight, out of mind.
That's right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. An entire study has been done on which car brands and colors get pooped on more often than others.
Okay. By birds, I hope you mean.
Car brands?
No. As recently, I would say black Acuras.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Why? What happened?
It's like they're aiming at it.
Oh, which cars birds poop on the most?
Yes. Yes,
not people.
Oh.
It's really Miles.
Are you picturing people looking at a yellow car?
No, I just misheard what you said.
So they did say...
When you said poop on, I thought you meant like people don't like
it. I'm going to say red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm guessing red.
So they said Ram, Jeep, and Chevy cars are the most frequent bird-dropping targets, and then brown, red, and black vehicles attract more mess than lighter colors.
Huh. Maybe it's an easier target for them to see.
Yeah. So, like, a top of a UPS truck is just a mess.
Ooh.
They say
that's a good point.
Yeah.
They said 25% of U.S. drivers spend $500 annually on car washes or repairs related to bird poop. And they say parking undercover or using a car cover can save hundreds.
Hey, thanks for the update.
I'll take bird poop every day over a sappy tree. I didn't know I got
No kidding, dude.
Jeez, a whiz.
If birds poop on different colored cars, like, why are toilets always white?
But make them brown? She can't notice
like, what if I had, like, a green toilet?
You don't remember the green toilets of the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. My grandma had a green toilet.
Pink and,
my childhood home actually, I think, had more colored toilets than they did just plain white toilets.
If I had a choice, if I went into a bathroom at a game and I had to poop, and it's like, what color stall you want? I'd be like, I don't know, red or green.
Right, we had two green ones and two pink ones and then one white one in the basement.
That's pretty bad colored toilet.
Up until about 3 years ago, my grandmother, the bathroom my grandmother used, I had a carpet still.
God.
Oh, that was one of the worst ideas.
You don't know how weird it feels to step out of the shower and step on damp carpet.
It's so gross.
It is just disgusting.
Right.
It's like, what is going on here?
Because you also know that, you know, even if it is just the steam of the shower, there's still all kinds of bacteria.
It makes you uncomfortable. Nasty.
Now she has a new bathroom. Thank God.
Good.
That's gone.
What about when you're, like, sharing a hotel room or, like, an Airbnb with somebody? You ever have one of those friends? It's like, did you dry off at all before you stepped
on
this towel?
The shower mat? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just soaked.
Yeah. Like, did you bathe with it in the shower with you?
I think there's something to be said about the Japanese method of drip drying for a while before you get out of the shower.
Yeah.
You can hand squeegee.
Mm-hmm. That takes time. Yeah, well, you can also...
It works.
When you're squeegeeing your stuff in there, you know, you can dry off. Well, I mean, like, the glass, you know, like the...
Yeah, sure, Miles.
It helps you get rid of
fire today, dude. Yeah, have a really good shower.
How's your mom? Is she single? Spread cheeks.
Spread cheeks.
And now he's
squeegeeing his stuff.
Now he's squeegeing his stuff, yeah.
I should just go home and get it over with.
That's
take
right.
Care of business.
Yeah. Just all done.
Yeah. Squeegeeing my sour cream.
I'm back. I'm better now. I just need the fiber up there.
His mayonnaise can is
down late.
My mom's been strutting into the bar tonight like, but Gummer, you look different. Like, I took care of some business.
Boring me again.
That's right.
Hello. It's off the brain.
It's not a bird turd on your car, brother.
Oh.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to hit it.
Call it collateral damage.
Sorry, man.
Due to recent attacks, Japanese cities are being forced to relax their laws on shooting bears.
Why? Well, because they're attacking people.
So people are getting attacked by bears.
Okay, well, yeah.
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 Like the, we have I see. So now it's like, go ahead, shoot them.
Yeah, exactly. Which, I'm sorry, I don't care about the law. If a bear's coming at me and I got a gun, it's coming down.
I'm going to shoot the bear.
Right. My issue is, I don't... How many of us, though, have like a 44? Like, you need a big weapon to take down a bear.
Well, it's like...
A slingshot, I'm firing that thing.
It's like, it seems to be more in northern Japan.
And they're just attacking people, which is unusual. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. I've read two or three stories lately.
It's probably that Harvest Moon.
Maybe that it's like Japanese
food. What is it, black bear, brown bear? What do they got?
A Japanese bear.
It is a Japanese bear?
Yeah.
Huh. I think it's black bear. Black bears are everywhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
You can find them in jungles.
Forests.
Are you selling them?
Deserts.
You can find it in forests. You can find it in the jungle. We got black bears.
Look at this, you can find them in Japan. America. The South. Think about it.
They're all over Florida.
Right there in Florida.
Maine.
They're up here.
Yeah.
In the middle of the ocean.
You're right.
I know 3,000 feet.
They can live anywhere.
Damn black bear.
They just can't live in Arizona. Bear.
What do I got to do to put you in a black bear today?
He just got a little scuba gear down there.
I'll be damned. That's a black bear.
They swim.
There's one on the space station right now.
Yeah. I was on an Alaska flight last week, so I went up 35,000 feet in the air.
There it is, sitting first class.
It's amazing, though. Some people just don't care. There's videos of bears walking up to people, and they just stop, and the bear doesn't bother them or anything.
Right.
I've seen videos of bears at campgrounds in Maryland.
And the guy's like, shoot.
Here, have some Old Bay chips.
And I'm like, amazed by those people. The grizzly bear that lumbers in. Hey, bear.
Well,
hey,
bear. I would say about the grizzly bear, but.
Yeah, jeez, it was. Households in the UK are being told to delete their VPNs as thousands have had their bank accounts drained by them.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's a VPN again?
The something with your computer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not positive. It's a way to browse without them knowing where your location is, I guess.
VPN?
Something to that degree, I believe. Because they're mainly used for, like, streaming and whatnot. So if you...
Okay. I've tried to switch mine before, because, like, you can't get... I love my Xfinity, but like you can't get it in another country. So
exactly.
It's like, change your VPN. I'm like, I how am I going to do that?
Right.
When you get, especially like cell phones or whatever. Okay, all you need to do, I'm like, stop right there. I'm already lost.
Mm-hmm. I literally today on the phone said to two different women, because there was three of us on this phone call, and I said, please just talk to me like I'm a child.
Oh, you were saying that, right.
Yeah. That's your fetish, though.
Oh, yeah.
who randomly talks to two
of them? Okay, Mr. Smith. Yeah.
Tina Tanya, it's me. Hello.
That's a good boy.
Yeah, she can. She may have misread that. Okay, Mr. Smith.
Which one's got the feather?
Here comes the airplane.
Here comes me.
Change your VPN.
What's up, East?
We can text you to set it up. Thank you.
Yeah. Time to put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's a D word.
Yeah.
That refers to force or threats meant to make someone do something. It is a
demand.
Demand. Good guess, but no. It refers to force or threats meant to make someone do something.
Force or threats.
Yep, and it's a D word. And I will say it is almost...
Directive?
It is almost exclusively used with another word preceding it. The word is under.
Duress.
Oh, under duress. Yeah.
There you go.
Hint, dude.
Yeah, got you, man.
Text it to you, Ted.
Give me a hint.
Ted, need hint.
Chinese officials have confirmed that their solar panel projects are irreversibly changing their desert ecosystems. And basically, they were saying, like, stuff's growing out there again.
I like how they bring it up. Yeah, it's irreversible, so we figured we'd let you know.
Right. There you go.
If you don't like it, bad news. If you do like it, cool.
Which I understand, like, irreversible and ecosystem are two things that are like, oh, crap, but...
Generally not great.
You're in the desert, and things are starting to grow again because of this.
But does that mean it's good? I mean, like, to us...
It's a desert, like, do we need to protect the desert?
That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
Like, I'm sure that, you know, maybe this audio will come, you know, be a part of a documentary later on. Like, these guys didn't know how important the deserts were.
Well, you got to think about it like this, right? And obviously, they're not growing things at the level that it matters. But most of the Bahamas, all right, is made up of sand from the Sahara.
Oh, okay.
Because it blows around the earth and it lands there. So believe it or not, that most of the Caribbean. Right. So, and I'm not particularly worried about this, but I'm saying if you were to, you know, terraform the desert, as it were, make it all green, well, the Bahamas would suck.
That's why it's white sand.
So that's what
beaches.
I mean. Like, there's
is it leaving
things.
The Bahamas?
What?
Is the sand leaving the Bahamas?
Well, it just wouldn't grow. It would erode away. So while the water's eroding it, it gets replenished.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Just like that.
While exercise is good for you, it can sometimes have some drawbacks. And lucky for you guys, I can tell you what it is.
The men's room top 10.
The exercise part.
Yeah.
The men's room top 10.
So this comes to us via one of my favorite websites, studyfinds.org, and it is weird ailments that exercise can trigger.
All right.
Weird ailments that exercise
can... I'm going to use all of these as an excuse
say hip
to
flexor.
Stay lazy.
So first off, they say metallic taste. Some people find that when exercising, they get a metallic taste in their mouth. This is caused by...
Dorothy had that after she met the Tin Man.
This is caused by the increases in heart rate and blood pressure that occur when we exercise over prolonged periods. This increased pressure can cause small, delicate blood vessels in our nose to rupture.
Oh, I thought that was just drinking.
I'm sorry, I thought you said oil.
What was the Tin Man's issue?
Needed a heart.
Oh, yeah, he had no heart.
Yeah, I thought they'd get down to it. He didn't say oil, he said oral. Give it one.
It's a pearl.
Turn your heart on, bud.
Heart on.
Heart on. Yeah.
Heart.
He said heart.
As soon as you said it, Mike, I was like, no, just move along. Yep. Weird ailments that exercise can trigger. Miles knows this. Bleeding. From the anus and nipples.
Oh.
The anus is the new
wow.
one.
Yeah, right?
The nipples I knew about. So exercise can also cause bleeding from other unexpected places. For instance, long-distance running can induce bleeding from the anus, which is caused by changes to how blood flow is distributed in the body during exercise.
But why does your body think, hey, let's bleed out the butt?
At rest, gastrointestinal tract receives about 25% of the blood from the heart, but during exercise, this drops by about 80%. As more blood is delivered to the muscles, heart, and lungs, this causes short-term lack of oxygen to the gastrointestinal tissues. But when blood flow returns to normal after a run, the increased flow can damage the gastrointestinal tract's tiny blood
vessels.
I'm
almost pretty sure, too, it's more common in men to bleed from the nipples because we're not wearing any protection.
Right.
Like a bra.
Yeah, yeah, we don't wear sports bras.
Yeah.
That's why women call us nipple bleeders.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, dude, if you sit at the finish line of like a 10K, just watch. I mean, some of the guys coming in will definitely be bleeding.
I'm definitely headed there.
Without question.
Men with bloody nipples, that's one of my porn thumbnails.
Yeah. Rashes shows up on the list. Mm-hmm. When we exercise, we sweat. This is our body's natural way of cooling off. But dead skin cells, dirt, and microbes can all cause this sweat to become trapped in the pores beneath the skin's surface. And this can lead to heat rash, an itchy, prickly, or stingy sensation in the skin. It typically disappears on its own. It can be prevented by wearing looser clothing during workouts, exercising in a cooler environment.
Not exercising.
Or applying cool compresses to the skin after a workout. Yeah, there's been times, you know, where I'm getting into running and then all of a sudden, you know, I get a little chafing going on, and a little rash going on. And
man, when I was in high school, we called it chub rub.
Yeah.
You ever bleed out your butt?
No, thank God.
You ain't running far enough.
There's a whole group.
You will run till you bleed out your butt, son.
Mike, I used to have to get a tongue depressor of strawberry ointment for a 2-a-day.
Okay.
There was like a line of us. Be like, oh, it's the chub rub, guys.
Damn, man.
Well, I mean, two days.
The pads rubbing it.
Why is it strawberry if you're just rubbing it down there?
It was just called strawberry ointment, but I mean, you'd be.
For later,
after
right.
a couple That's days, you'd be bleeding.
Sometimes it just straps under your arm from your shoulder pads. Yay.
Fun times, though.
Miles, do you ever get blackened toenails?
Not
if they're on the menu.
I have, but that's from trauma, not from just regular
from trauma.
Although this
like,
can
stub my toe into something,
drop something on it. Yeah,
I thought maybe somebody's like, you have horrible toenails.
Although the condition is commonly called runner's toenail, it isn't exclusive to these athletes. Any sport, including tennis and dancing, where there's repetitive impact and pressure on the toes, can cause toenails to blacken and even fall off. Wearing proper fitting footwear that prevents the toes from rubbing and being squished in the shoe will reduce the risk of this.
I've been lacking on cutting my toenails lately. I keep looking down, but man, I really need to do that.
Yeah.
And then I don't do that.
Go run a 5K. You'll remember.
Okay. All right.
I'm usually pretty good, and I have been pretty good with it, but from time to time, if I'm just sitting on the john just looking at my toes, I'm like, they're getting too long, and then my neuroses gets to it, and like, then I just start ripping them off.
You rip them off instead of cut them?
Yeah. Ooh. Which I shouldn't do. I've done it too many times, and I've gotten ingrown toenails.
I just bite them off.
Your toenails?
Yeah.
You can reach?
I have other people bite them off.
Yeah. No way. No way. Charger. Damn, dude. Yeah.
Lucky you. Save money on nail clippers.
Hey, why do you think when I was young I didn't leave the house?
Younger, right down there.
All right, Ron Jeremy. Runny nose. Again, these are weird ailments that exercises can trigger. The rapid breathing that we do during a workout can increase the number of irritants, debris, and microbes that enter the body through the nose. In response, the body begins producing more nasal fluid to wash them out, which is why when I run, all of a sudden... I do that all the time when I run. I spit so doggone much.
What about when you have sex?
All the time. But she likes that.
You always got to wonder, like, spit on that thing.
If that's the... Does that change it? Okay.
Yes.
If that's her wind-up.
In that moment, like, oh, hey. All right. Dial it back, right, man.
That's too much. Hang on.
You missed. God damn it. Please hit the target.
It's too small. Red eyes. Heavy lifting or straining during a workout can potentially cause structural damage to the eyes. When we strain, it spikes our blood pressure, and this pressure can cause the small vessels in the whites of the eyes to rupture. This is called subconjunctival hemorrhage.
You stone man? No, I just went to the gym.
Yeah. The result is a small spot of blood in the white of the eye. Thankfully, the condition is not painful and typically doesn't affect the vision. It usually heals in a couple of weeks. Is this like when you sneeze too hard or when you're...
Probably.
You know,
probably.
There's been a night or two where maybe I drank too much and prayed to the porcelain god, and then I woke up like, damn it.
You know, as far as exercise go in your eyes, if you're really good at basketball, your eyes turn yellow.
Yeah. Known ailment.
I have circumstantial evidence to back me up on
that's
this.
That's right.
That was kind of amazing.
Like, why are they so yellow?
Yeah, and the whole time you're smoking cigars, drinking liquor, and it's like, nothing to do with that.
I think it's tequila that does it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I like tequila.
Me too.
I don't think you drink as much as Michael Jordan.
Yeah, clearly. You know what? That's fair call. Yeah. That's fair call. Then we'll leave you with this last weird ailment that exercise can trigger. Miles, you're going to love this, buddy, especially with the way that you're on a roll today. They call them corgasms. For some people, exercise can induce sexual pleasure. And exercise
can induce orgasm or a
corgasm.
Hockey players have Bobby orgasms.
While abdominal and core muscle exercises are common triggers, they aren't the only exercises that can induce
Captain one. America had a Thorgasm.
Oh. Some people have reported experiencing
salesmen
them while...
Salesmen have door-to-doorgasms.
Cycling, weightlifting, running, doing yoga, or even walking.
I had a fantastic Thorgasm.
Shocking, women tend to experience them more than men, but this isn't known how much more common it is. The studies are limited.
Four on the Thorgasm.
Oh, damn, dude. This was a bad day to wear sweatpants.
Cold sorgasm.
A person's unique anatomy, as well as their physical, physiological, and mental state, all likely play a role in whether or not a corgasm occurs.
Have you ever had wild borgasm?
The feel-good neurotransmitters released by exercise are also recognized to be orgasm accelerators, so these probably are also
the orgasm
role.
Accelerator.
Generals have
I want that to be my nickname.
Generals have orgasms.
Is that the new video game? World of Wargasm.
World of Wargasm. Oh, no.
Oh, no, he brought the chowder cannon.
Switch to the sour cream gun.
A couple in South Carolina are causing 911 distress calls because of their Halloween display, Miles.
Why is that now?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we hit Susie Drink Desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast a 27-year-old man in Somerset, England. Now, authorities are looking for him after he violated his parole conditions. Naturally, he disappeared. So, local police, they asked the public's help to look for him. And a lot of people, they've had leads. And that's when the police decided they're going to add some additional information, including his physical appearance.
All right.
He is a white male. He is 5'4" tall. He has a slim build with light brown hair and a beard. And they realized they needed to add the physical description because the suspect's name is Morgan Freeman.
Oh.
So, of course, like any good-natured people, when you say, hey, we're looking... And apparently this guy is, like, known in a lot of different counties. So they just put out this thing asking for help to locate Morgan Freeman. You can assume the kind of response they got. So, okay, this is what he looks like.
Did you see who else got busted today or yesterday, too?
No.
Gordon Ramsay.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
Grooming.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Not that Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's our point. Like, you don't want anyone with your name.
There's a hair on my sandwich.
Yeah,
it's like porn star, gay porn stars to kill people, Steve Hill.
Okay. I'm sure you did there, Tutchman.
It's a real story.
It is. He stabbed his roommates, went on the run from the cops, ended up in the Hollywood Hills sign, and then jumped off. Like, this was like an all-day thing. They kept updating it. And I'm like, why is his name Stephen Hill? Jesus.
Yeah.
Cool. So we poured this booze, and he was a black dude. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.